Hi y'all, it's Day and Airy. Matt's not here right now, but welcome to Windshield Time.
Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. All
right, so this is Day, and I go by @LuggageDonkey on Twitter.
And this is Airy. I go by @AiryInSeattle on Twitter.
And so today we're presenting the full happy hour from the WTIA event on December 10th, 2019.
Woohoo! So this is the final happy hour, and we actually had a live recording there. We had four guests be mini-interviewed during the event, which was really fun.
It was Hannah Duckworth, Mark Mueller Eberstein, it was Carl J. Weaver, and Lauren.
Lauren Adler from Chocopolis, right?
Yes.
Oh, so now we're in January 2020.
Yeah,
what's the January price of Bitcoin at?
January 6, 2020, approximately 3:36 p.m., and the price of Bitcoin, you told me, was $7,753.
And so, Satoshi math, let's figure out how many Satoshis are in $1. So you take $1.
One dirty U.S. fiat dollar.
Divided by 0.00007753, and you get, drumroll, 12,898 Satoshis in one US dollar.
And if we get over $10,000 per Bitcoin, because we're in a little bit of a pump stage right now with Bitcoin price, then
you get less Satoshis or less sats per US dollar.
At $10,000 per Bitcoin, then you get 10,000 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
So right now you get more sats per dollar.
Yes, because the price is down.
Less than $10,000,
yeah. Okay.
Man, math is so hard lately.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, this is super quick. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Maddie Sats, CoinMe, and WTIA.
Our sponsor is CoinMe, the best on-ramp from cash to Bitcoin. They have their local kiosk in your local grocery store partnering with CoinStar. We have the WTIA representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, aka the Cascadia region.
The price of Bitcoin turned out to be, so at 11:59 p.m. Pacific on December 31st, 2019, the winning price of Bitcoin was,
drumroll, $7,207.59. So if you were at the WTI happy hour, this final happy hour on December 10th.
Closest of the four guests that we had, and that's Hannah, Mark, Carl, and Lauren, the closest guesser to $7,207.53 is the winner. All right, awesome. Let's roll Maddie Sats introduction, then we'll go straight into the happy hour.
Right, thank you.
All
together
right.
We rise.
Be nice, y'all.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Airy, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
All right, so we're here at the WTI Happy Hour.
Yes, we are. Beers abound tea. Beers are flowing. Wine flowing.
Beer and wine, and Dick's Burgers. Signature Seattle hamburgers. Dick's
Deluxe.
Burgers.
Yep.
You want to start it off with the quiz here?
Let's do that.
Come on, Matt.
What's
your name?
Well, I thought I was asking you.
Oh, you want to ask me?
No. You're the guest. You're
I'm the guest?
The questions.
We're asking you the questions.
You're the first guest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're the first guest.
I'm the guest? Really?
Yeah,
okay.
We don't know who you are. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Airy.
Your Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah.
My Twitter handle is AiryInSeattle, AriyInSeattle. What is something good you learned in 2019?
Oh, yeah. What is something good that you learned in 2019?
Let it go. Learning to let go and move forward.
That's a very Elsa-inspiring. What's the next question here? Oh, yeah, this is a good question. What do you want the world to know about the Pacific Northwest and Seattle when it comes to blockchain and crypto?
Yeah, we are and will be the global hub for blockchain. And what people don't know is we're the underdog. We don't really go around bragging about ourselves. And we're trying to do that. We're trying to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But nowhere in the world do you have the engineering talent. Like, you want to go set up, you know, your blockchain company and have your blockchain capital be Malta?
No.
You want to set it up in Singapore?
Maybe not.
It's very, very expensive
there.
Yeah,
yeah. And I hear they don't let you chew gum on the streets.
No chewing gum on the streets.
And then you get whacked with a cane if you do.
Or something.
That's, not good.
No.
But, here in Redmond, you can chew gum on the streets all you like.
Yeah, and it's still really, really clean and safe.
Yeah, and you can make dApps on the blockchain and people like you.
And it's really safe and there's trees and water and mountains. There's nowhere else in the world where you have this kind of nature, the engineering talent. This is one of the fintech capitals of the world in terms of engineering talent also. The cloud capital of the world, you have AWS and Azure. I mean, what runs the country and the world on the internet? We also have, investors. We have a startup scene. We have an entrepreneurship scene. We have enterprises, consumer businesses, big, big giant brands that have grown up here over the last, 50 years.
True.
Boeing, Honeywell, Starbucks, Microsoft.
Amazon. Oh boy, Alberto!
Oh, Berto, exactly!
Oh boy, Alberto!
Yeah, they're my friend's neighbor.
Oh, love them. Spicy beef, cocktail pep.
Exactly! So good. Exactly. This is the home, and this will continue to be the home of innovation and engineering and talent and the future.
Your price prediction for Bitcoin at 11:59 on December 31st, 2019 is what? I have one answer. I will give you my answer first, though.
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody to steal my answer.
All right.
Can I give you my answer first? And this is very rude. I just switched it up on it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because before anybody makes
And that's Matthew Ryan Case.
This is my price prediction before anybody. This is very controversial, okay?
All right, what is it?
And a lot of people are going to be like, dude, you are crazy. Max Kaiser's going to look at me and go,
Oh, I love Max.
Okay? I love Max, too. They're in South America right now. They're vacationing. You see their photo? Yeah, anyway.
December 31.
Yeah, 2019. 19, coming up.
Not 20 or 21, 22. This is 2019.
And I promise, I guarantee you this will be right. And I don't even have to eat my dick or John McAfee's dick.
Oh, God. All right.
Hold on. Family friendly. Now we're kind of drinking, not driving.
Yes, all right.
The price of Bitcoin. I went to the future. I saw this.
All right.
The price of one Bitcoin on that.
Drum roll.
Will be one Bitcoin.
Oh.
One Bitcoin is one Bitcoin. One Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin. That's what it is.
Womp womp. And how many dollars is that?
Oh, now we're talking USD. Okay, well, I'm not going to get into that. I just wanted to say one Bitcoin is always because, somebody, some smart ass was going to say it. So I had to be the first smart ass.
You wanted to be the smart ass.
I wanted to be the first smart ass. Okay. Seriously, though, in US dollars, what do you think the price of Bitcoin will be on the 31st?
Currently, it's $7,231.
I think it'll be $9,304.
Woo!
I'll write that down for you.
$9,304.
I chickened out and I went 9,000.
I'm gonna go $1.
$1. Really go higher.
$1. Am I in? Actual retail price.
All right. Here we go.
Bets are in.
Thank you. Ari. Yep.
You're welcome.
Cheers. All right. 8759.
8759. Awesome. Awesome. 8759. Oh, yeah. Say it over here. All right. Ryan Case for the record.
That's right. I got to say. I'm a bit of a loud talker. A loud talker, so I have to stand back here. My price prediction will be $8,759.62.
Awesome. Awesome. The cents might matter.
Or if I was to do that, I should have put that in Satoshis. It will be 1,008,764 satoshis.
That's the price of Bitcoin.
Oh my God!
Oh, there it is, right there. It's 1,037,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
I'm working my way.
Yeah.
I could probably buy a Citadel for that, right?
You might be able to buy a Citadel. Yeah.
Okay. Bitcoin Citadel?
Yeah. Or yeah. Well, if I have that, I'm built. Get me a big ass Citadel. Cheers. I'm Matt.
I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay. Pleased to meet you. Cheers.
Pleased to meet you.
All right. So Matt's gonna be on that side, and I'll be on this side, and we'll get a little interview done. Micro interview.
Okay. So how do you? How are you coming to this event? How did you find out about it?
Yeah, so I've been coming to the WTIA Blockchain Council events for a couple of months, maybe missed a few here and there.
Okay.
But I have a blockchain company based in Seattle, so found out about it that way. I'm part of the WTIA Founder Cohort Program, so I'm very
excellent.
Close to Nick.
Awesome. Tell me, what's the name of your blockchain company?
Atra Blockchain Services.
And what do you guys do?
We make blockchain simple. We've created fully managed web services for Ethereum developers.
Speaks my love language. All right, what's your Twitter handle, by the way?
My Twitter handle is Han Duckworth, HANNDUCK Worth.
Worth, Han Duckworth.
Yes.
Something good you learned in 2019 about the blockchain space or life in general?
Ooh, I love me a good life learning. At the end of the day, everything's probably going to be okay.
I like that.
Because it's true. I don't know. You know, winter comes, it gets dark at 3 p.m. I'm like, man, I am so down about something. And then you realize it's the end of the day. You get to go to bed and you get to wake up and do it all again tomorrow and everything's fine.
Everything's cool. All right.
Awesome. What is your role over at your company?
I'm a co-founder.
Okay.
And excellent. I primarily deal with designing our products, getting our product feedback, marketing our products, and telling people about our products.
More than one hat.
Jeez.
Of course.
We've multi-hatual.
Only got two people, so we have many hats.
Okay. What's one thing you'd like the world to know about Seattle, the Northwest, the whole Cascadia region when it comes to blockchain and cryptocurrency for that matter?
We're all super dark. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Don't underestimate the Upper West Coast. There's a lot of power and excitement on the East Coast and down in California. But Seattle is a very up-and-coming scene for not only innovative tech, obviously. We're named one of the top five innovators, metropolitan areas in the country. So not only just in other, you know, Amazon-related innovative tech, but in blockchain. There's a ton of blockchain projects that are spinning up. People are getting excited about them, and everybody needs to know.
Outstanding.
She's well-spoken. Oh. You think she does this for a living, maybe? I don't know. Maybe.
All right. So then, what is your price prediction? 11:59 p.m., December 31st, 2019, just in a few weeks.
$7,539.
Wow. No sense? You don't want to go like 62 cents? Or,
do I have to?
No, you don't have to. But it's like the price is right. Because what if I go $7,539.62?
Fine.
Then I just beat you. You might want to...
Then I'm going to go for $7,539.18.
Woo! And 18 cents? 18 all right.
Cents.
We'll see you in the Showcase Showdown, Hannah.
Woo!
Awesome. Thanks for participating.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Hannah. Very nice.
Pleasure to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
Come on, Mark. Talk up here. Talk up here. Please, please, please.
Mark's giving us so much great content.
Yes.
What's Mark's last name?
Mueller-Eberstein.
Mueller-Eberstein.
Oh, man.
Wait a second. You were the famous midfielder for the German national team.
Barely. That's my evil twin, I think.
Oh, was
yes,
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got four stars on your
rings.
Jersey.
Three rings. Yes.
All right. Mark Mueller Eberstein.
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 Like Einstein.
Einstein.
Oh,
Einstein.
Okay.
What's the difference between Stein and Steen? Is there?
Stein is the actual German pronunciation.
And Steen is the...
And Steen is just what you made out of it when people came to Ellis Island.
And we just bastardized it because we're stupid white American. Like, I need a Pepto-Bismol and some beef jerky. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, Mark, you have a long career programming. What's your Twitter handle so we can follow you on Twitter and troll you as well?
Quite simple. That's Mark, first name. Mm-hmm. Then M. Then
M.
Like Mary or Müller.
Müller.
Exactly. And then... Eberstein, Eberstein.
Ein. Okay. All right. Now we're going to follow. Your likes are going to increase now. All your likes and your retweets.
I can't wait.
Day has the next question because I feel like I'm hogging the interview. I don't want to like monopolize this guy's ear off.
What's something good that you learned in 2019?
I think it was just reinforcing how important global collaboration is. There's so much innovation going on in our space, the blockchain space, but in technology in general. And bringing developers from the Ukraine and marketing people from Singapore and finance people from New York and Tokyo, and all of them bringing them together creates really, really exciting opportunities.
All right.
So, I mean, that really fits well into the ethos of a truly decentralized system, open source software, where everybody, anybody can contribute as long as they are providing value.
Absolutely.
Into the ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's like everywhere in life, right? If you give more than you take, usually good things are happening.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Well, this kind of goes well with our next question, because you've been around the world, you're well-traveled, you're multicultural, hip kind of dude. So, like, when it comes to Seattle...
Are you saying surrounding the globe twice, like, in about 2 months?
Yeah.
That's kind of special?
Yeah, like, your passport, you got stamps, like, left and right.
Okay.
Like, I get food stamps, you got passport stamps, all right, bro? So, you've seen the world... What
global,
is it?
Global entry is a really cool thing. Okay, so
he's got that clear when he goes TSA, man. He's TSA clear. What makes Seattle special and unique? And what would you want the rest of the world when you're globetrotting around Liechtenstein? Or is it Steen? Now I'm confused.
Liechtenstein.
Okay, I got it right the first time. But what do you want the rest of the world to know that makes this place great here?
I'm not sure if I want them to know, because this is such a great place
then
to live.
Then Travis is going
to
get
if
worse.
More people
right.
would know this,
yeah,
they would all
sucks.
Come here.
Don't
right?
listen to Mark.
Exactly. So... But I think what most people have no idea is like how much innovation has happened in the Seattle area. When you tell people, oh, that's, by the way, the home of Microsoft and Amazon and Starbucks and Boeing, most people have no idea. Of course, they've heard the brand names, but they have no idea that Seattle, the Seattle area, is the home of so much innovation potential.
And Oh Boy Alberto. How could you forget Oh Boy Alberto?
Beef jerky.
Come on. Yes. The best cocktail pep? Who doesn't love good cocktail pep? I bet folks in the Ukraine love cocktail pep.
Probably. Does it fit into a good martini?
Yo, goes good with a martini. Are you
Perfect.
Kidding me?
Okay, well, in
oh
that
yeah,
case, we should have that
vodka
yes.
with a dirty martini, three olives, and a little Oh Boy Alberto cocktail. Dude, up top.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Good.
Done and done.
Good. Fantastic.
Who doesn't love dried meats
oh.
with their cocktails?
It's like they go hand in like chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh. Fantastic.
I'm always open to learn. So, Fantastic. Thank you very much. I'll take
yeah,
that.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. No, but I think the other one is even with those big brand names. Google has thousands of people here. Facebook has thousands of people here. Even Alibaba and Tencent and Tsinghua University. All of this collaboration that is happening here in the Seattle area, coming for global people coming in, ideas going out, all of these things happening. I think there are a lot of people that just underestimated and have no idea that this is
10 years from now, Seattle is going to be...
Well, that depends on a lot of factors. One of them, for example, is how easy it is to get people to collaborate. So when Vancouver, north of the border, has a two-week guarantee to get somebody a visa to work there in your company, and in 2 years you can't have a person working here in Seattle, then I would think, where would I open my new office? Quite hardly.
Maybe right. Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming on. So, final. Price prediction for December 31st, 11:59 p.m. Pacific of Bitcoin.
Well, the standard answer is, of course, it completely doesn't matter because we are all thinking about long term, and Bitcoin can either go to zero,
right,
or I think it will multiply over the next years. But that's not a financial advisor.
Not
just don't want to get into trouble here. I don't think we will see much movement over the next 3, 4, 5 months, but. Since I understood where blockchain is going.
I'm going to nail you down. What's that?
We're
7230 right now.
I'm an optimist. Let's say $8,001.
$8,001? Okay.
So you like me, you take that Price is Right angle.
That's the
limit. You got to put that $1 on there because you don't know.
If somebody comes like with $8,000, I said, no.
$8,001.
We're getting close.
I'm getting this showcase showdown.
See,
Hannah, it's what we told you. You got to come with them dollars and cents.
No. Fantastic.
Yeah. See, oh, she did. That's right. Hannah did. Yeah. She went with 18 cents.
Yes.
Because you brought something up. I want to just dive here a little deeper if I could. You said you think things are going to be kind of stagnant maybe the next 3, 4 months. You don't think? Do you think that the halving A is already priced in?
Oh, good question.
That is a big debate.
That
is a good question. I think we will not see as much of a dramatic change because we just have far more players, a lot of more discussion about it. There might be a little run-up, but I don't think that's the key that is going to drive it as much as people might hope it would be. But I think if you look 2, 3, 4 years out, wherever we are today will look like a good entry price.
Sure.
Or you will have lost it all.
I think you know as well as Day knows, as well as I know, that Abigail Johnson, Fidelity, Kelly Loeff, for the newly minted senator from the CEO of BACT, who's now in Georgia. You know, these folks like Charles Schwab buying TD Ameritrade, who launched Arisex. I mean, you know as well as I do, I can name drop left and right so they can tag them all on Twitter. But these companies are not building the infrastructure, getting the custody patents and development together to see this thing go to zero, are they?
No, absolutely not. And I think if you look at the numbers, we have far more wallets that have more than 1,000 Bitcoins on it now than over the last years. I mean, in the very early times, there were more, but accumulation for the people that are actually having money happens absolutely. I mean, I'm in Davos again in January, and it's just a blockchain fest outside of the World Economic Forum, focused on sustainability goals and equality are one of the key things.
Wow.
And it feels like for the last 3 years, the only other topic that is everywhere is blockchain technology.
Okay, excellent. With the halving, do you think that when we looked at like the last time that occurred was the Litecoin halving, do you think that that is a fair comparison for the Bitcoin halving?
There are far more people in the Bitcoin market than in the Litecoin market. So I think it's comparing apples to oranges.
That's kind of what I thought too. Thank you. Thank you, because I saw an article like on Cointelegraph or CoinDesk, and somebody was saying it was like, I'm like, this is bullshit. It's apples to oranges. So thank you. I am not an idiot.
No. I would never say that.
Well, no, I will say that. My wife says that enough as it is. And the fact that like smarter guys like you, Mark Mueller, Eberstein.
Stein.
I'm going to get it right by the end of the night. Like Mark Mueller, Eberstein.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to get you.
Here we go.
Sorry. But the fact that you say that, though, that encourages me, an idiot like me, though, that I am at least like somewhat on the right path. Derivatives, good or bad?
Most markets have them. I mean, if you look at commodity markets, but it took like 10, 15 years for those markets to come to mature.
Okay.
But by the way, I mean, I have to plug something. So if people actually want to learn a little bit more, because I get these, I mean, I'm in the space for a while, and I get a lot of my friends had asked me the same question over and over again.
Sure.
So last year, I put all my talks and conversations in a book.
Oh.
That was the Gary Shapiro, the head of CES, last CES 2019.
Yeah.
Said, this is, if you want to understand the transformational potential of blockchain technology, this is the one book you need to read. It's called The Trust Technology. It's on Amazon. Download it, a couple of bucks.
Oh, have a good man. Time. Man, there's so much. I could just keep going on, because like, you're like a wealth of knowledge, and like my brain is like, I don't get an opportunity to hang out with really brilliant dudes like you.
Oh, okay.
Is this event already kicking off? Because I'm going to monopolize your time and chew your ear off, Mark. I'm telling you, man.
It's not just China.
All of Asia, perhaps.
Look at all this technology. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Dave's right got there. It old school right now. He's just keeping it.
Don't move from right there. All right. Thank you, Carl.
Lovely and talented Carl Weaver, who I think, in my own humble opinion, is an expert on China, cryptocurrencies, mobile technology, Asian cultures, language, and customs. Carl, pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. It's Carl J. Weaver. It's at Carl J. Weaver.
What's something good you learned in 2019?
I learned that China is going to launch its sovereign digital currency in 2019. And I continue to discuss it in China and in Seattle with anybody who's interested to understand important changes that are going to happen.
And it's not going to be Tron or Neo, which I'm bummed to find out because I have massive bags and I was hoping for those to pump. So I'm really kind of bummed out to hear that, Carl.
Yeah, those are private companies and they're not necessarily trusted by the People's Bank of China, the Central Bank of China, and China Union.
Well, what the hell is the matter with the PBOC?
They care, number one, about security and sovereign digital currency.
Oh, okay.
The security of their sovereign digital currency.
So you're saying NEO is not secure? Justin Sun's Tron network is not secure?
I'm saying that those guys...
They don't think it's
do
secure.
Not put security... There is no crypto exchange that puts security as number
that's
one.
True. That's true. There's why no, they, there's why no exchange ever.
That's why they've all been breached.
All exchanges
there is
suck.
No. There are very few crypto wallets themselves that are secure unless they're using the trusted execution environment, in which case they
are. Are there any brand wallets that come to mind? Like Ledger, Trezor?
Well, we've been working with Bread, which is one of the...
Bread? Yeah, the Bread actually has their own coin as well.
Yep.
Yeah, they came out a couple of years ago.
So you see...
Well, what about Ledger, Ledger X? Ledger Nano S?
Yeah, that's another solution, but I don't focus on that. What I do focus on, because we actually can provide our own wallet, but the difference between our wallet and everybody else's wallet, and the reason why we don't push the wallet, is because we protect the wallet inside the trusted execution environment. So for us, the whole thing is protection of the wallet, not the creation of the wallet. We'd like to see hundreds of wallets. There are hundreds of wallets now.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to see them all being protected inside the trusted execution environment in the chip on the Android smartphone. That's what we want to see.
That'd be big.
All right, so next question. What do you want the world to know about the Pacific Northwest? You've chosen this area as your home. Like, what is it about this area that you want the world to know?
What is it, Carl?
So I came here in 1992, and the first thing I saw driving was Portal to the Pacific. And since I'm an Asia and China market specialist, I have an affinity for the Asian culture, language, and custom. And this is the best jump-off spot for Asia on a daily or monthly basis, because I travel to Asia and China all the time. This is the best jump-off spot, number one. Number two, the environment here is fantastic for startups. It's a good blockchain environment. It's a great. It used to be one of the greatest places for wireless technologies. And I believe that with T-Mobile and Sprint merging and 5G coming on, we can build the 5G, this place back into the 5G, into a strong 5G network. We don't have semiconductor chip manufacturing here. We did, but Intel closed their plant in 2016 in DuPont. I propose that we bring semiconductor chip manufacturing to the state of Washington so that we can control 5G development of smartphones and other wireless technologies, and we build that up. I propose that. But the reasons why I came here...
I second that emotion.
Yes.
And if you feel like loving me...
I agree.
It has a fantastic...
If you got that notion.
So Seattle has a fantastic entrepreneurial environment here because we have two world-class R&D universities here. That's another very key thing. In fact, I taught globalization at Seattle University one year.
Are you a globalist?
No.
No. I don't know whether you are or not. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
No,
I don't even know what that is.
I got the opportunity.
Are you a Globetrotter? Do you like the Harlem Globetrotters?
I'm a baseball guy, so I love the Seattle Mariners, and I pray to the baseball gods every night.
Well, you want to know why the Mariners suck? It's because they've offended the baseball gods, okay? Way back when, George Argyros turned the Poseidon symbol of the trident upside down, which is bad, and it pissed off the god Poseidon, and it's bad in Greek mythology, and the Mariners have sucked ever since.
The reason why I have hope and faith is because I'm from Boston, and we had to suffer through almost 80 years of not winning the World Series. And if you understand Boston and New York, you understand the rivalry and the passion for baseball. I'm a diehard baseball, and I also play softball still. So this is also a great place for baseball, especially in the spring and summer. It's a great place.
In my
humble opinion, I'm from Boston, which is a great city, but if I were to live and move anywhere else, I wouldn't. I would move, and I have been here since 1996.
High five on that, Carl Weaver. There he is, the lovely, talented, Asian expert, crypto extraordinaire, Bitcoin junkie, Carl Weaver.
Let's close it out with your price prediction for Bitcoin at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, December 31st, 2019.
It's going to be.
This is for the Ledger Nano S. Closest one wins.
The Ledger Nano S.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Well, he doesn't need a wallet. Like, he has his own wallet.
You can donate to the second runner-up drawing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be good at making this kind of prediction, to be honest with you, because...
$1. It's like Price is Right, man.
How about $10,000? No one's guessed $10,000.
I think it could be close to... Actually, $10,000. Actually, I do think that's a very good.
Okay, so we're gonna nail you at $10,000 and
putting
one
Carl
cent.
Weaver
between,
down for $10,000.
Between 8 and 10.
No, you gotta give us. You gotta give us a price. You gotta give us a firm. I went with 87.59.62. That's how I came in, Carl.
So I am not a blockchain specialist.
Well, neither what am I. I'm a blockchain speculator.
What I am is a mobile payment and mobile device security specialist.
Yes, you
are.
And
it just so happens that the blockchain...
And you've hacked into my phone by the time we've had this thing done.
I haven't.
You have. I watched you, Fingers. They call him Carl Fingers Weaver over here.
So I love your passion. It's very similar to my passion because when you and I met the first time, we didn't really know each other.
The
second time around, I think we learned a lot more about each other.
Yeah.
But I really think that the great point is I would not want to be in any other city on the planet right now than Seattle. But my passions, my career, and everything is Asia.
Sure.
It will always remain that.
That's cool.
And Asia is growing. In fact, it's the most important place for Seattle to know about cryptocurrency. We need to know a lot more about what's going on in
Asia. We need to know about Belt and Road, okay?
Yes.
If you don't know what Belt and Road is and you think that's some sort of thing I got around my waist and what I'm going to drive home on, you know about Belt and Road, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I believe that's one of the major reasons for the, what they call it, DCEP. Digital currency,
Thank
electronic
you.
Payment.
Belt and Road. Gotta stay up. Gotta DYOR.
Thank you, Carl.
You're welcome.
All right.
Carl, awesome. I can talk your ear off all night.
Pleasure.
Thanks, amigo.
Hi, Lauren. What's your name?
My name's Craig Wright.
Craig Wright.
I am Satoshi Nakamoto. Hi, Anthony Pompliano. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Laurel?
Lauren.
Okay, yeah, I am not Anthony Pompliano. Oh.
Got it. Okay.
Stay right there. Okay, don't move.
My name's Mike Dudas. I work for The Block.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. It is Chief Chocophile.
Chief Chocophile?
Yeah. Lauren, it's all about the quality, not the quantity.
Yeah, there you go. You like that dark chocolate?
Yeah, I own a retail chocolate shop.
Which one?
Chocolopolis.
Where's it at?
We were in Queen Anne for a decade, but now we're down in Inner Bay.
So how does a woman who owns her own business, who's a chocolate connoisseur, get in the blockchain?
Yeah, so I come from a technology and supply chain background. I worked at Amazon pretty early on. And did their EDI strategy pretty early.
EI for?
EDI.
What does that mean?
Electronic data interchange.
Okay.
And so it was at a time when Amazon didn't have complete visibility into its supply chain from suppliers.
Okay.
So I was trying to get that. And so I'm very involved in the chocolate industry now. I'm the incoming vice president of the board of the Fine Chocolate Industry Association.
Up top! Bam!
But yeah, girl. I have a passion.
Doing it for
herself. Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. I'll dance with you.
Yeah.
I have a passion for technology, supply chain, and improving the lives of cocoa farmers around the world.
Fantastic.
And so I find blockchain really fascinating.
Really rewarding.
For that. Yeah.
Really rewarding.
And so, I'm just dipping my toes into the blockchain waters.
Yes.
So
I just learned that the countries that are producing the most cocoa that is consumed by the rest of the world, those countries that are producing the cocoa don't actually get to enjoy the product that they are producing.
That is correct.
Kind
of
tragic.
The Ivory Coast and Ghana are the largest producers of cacao in the world. The Ivory Coast produces about 40% of the world's bulk market commodity cacao, and Ghana produces about 20%. And then you have Cameroon, Nigeria, Indonesia. That's bulk market. The stuff my people traffic in is the fine flavor cacao.
Is traffic the word you want to use? Because it brings up a really bad connotation.
Yeah, I know.
It brings up like people and drugs.
Yeah, but the consumers have the same reaction as they do
just
drugs, kinda, I think.
Well, that's true. Like, I need that cacao, man. I'm beating it for that cacao. Lord, give me a sweet shot of the cacao.
But it's interesting because cacao is native to the Amazon River Basin. So yes. Latin America has a tradition of cacao. They also produce fine flavor cacao, as does Madagascar, but that only represents about 2% of the world's production. So most of it's coming from West Africa. And I was just in Ghana this summer. Ghana does have chocolate that they produce there, and we did bring some for the farmers we went to visit, and they're used to it. It's very different than what we would have here, but like ivory, most farmers do not really, and in West Africa, do not really get to taste chocolate. Latin America, they've been eating it for 1,000 years, and not in the form we're used to.
So I knew that Latin America had chocolate.
Yeah,
it was in, you know, kind of grows there, and West Africa, which surprises me, because I've been to East Africa, where I don't think it grows.
There are groups in Tanzania. There's a number of places in Tanzania where it's growing.
They call it Tanzania.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Right. But the one thing that they all
I
have
stand corrected.
Well, no, that's I found out when I was on safari taking a pee, and these like lions were coming, like the guys like, get into the van now, man. We got to go. And I'm like, yeah, dude, all right. I'm zipping up, running back. Like, and he called the country Tanzania. We are in Tanzania now. But the one thing though that I found is that whether it's East Africa or West Africa, you know what they all have in common?
What?
They all bless the rains.
Yeah.
Okay. They bless the rains down in Africa.
That's true of any farmer.
It's going to take some time.
I mean, it's interesting. I was in Belize with cacao farmers, and if you want to know about global warming, ask a farmer, right? Because they're like, oh, the rainy season used to be in the summer, but now we never know when it's coming, right?
And so they bless the rains down in Africa because it's going to take some time to do the things like grow cacao, right? That's why you've got to bless the rains in Africa. Up top again.
I think you need to change your ringtone.
Boom! Knocking it out. WTIA happy hour.
So what do you want the world to know about the Pacific Northwest, the Cascadia region, with respect to Bitcoin, blockchain, digital assets, and crypto?
Okay, so I am just dipping my toes into the water, but I will say that I have found incredible resources and people and companies here that are working hard on blockchain and figuring out ways to make it relevant to everybody and every company and provide a lot of solutions.
Awesome.
I'm dipping myself into the water, but it's more like a jacuzzi, and it feels pretty good when you get that jet right on your back. And you're like, that is really good. I hope the water feels good like that to you.
It does.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And we'll definitely be in touch. So what is your price prediction for the contest to win the Legend NMS for the price of Bitcoin at 11:59 p.m. December 31st, 2019?
Okay, so I have to admit, I am getting into distributed ledger technology. I do not follow Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
So this is total financial advice. Like, so we should follow this closely.
Okay. What is your prediction?
Let's see here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think we've got day on record here. Yeah. As is,
well, I'll close it out with my.
You can answer exactly. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Stop this. Whoa, man! Holy cow! All right. So right now it's sitting at $7,254.
Where was it a month ago?
And a month ago it was about $8,800. Yeah. So
what do you attribute the decline to?
Dave thinks it's gonna dump.
I think according to Dave's
tweet from what he told me, Dave thinks it's gonna dump.
Well,
he thinks it's gonna dump like my old man after Thanksgiving dinner.
Quite simply, okay? There's more sellers than buyers, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, so that's the price chart looks like.
Okay.
So earlier in the year, we were down in the mid 3000s. We hit a high.
That's when you should have bought like a mofo.
We hit a high of almost $14,000.
Like a mofo there.
And then now we're 72.53. So what is your best guess?
I'll go for 8,000.
8,000.
No, this is the Price is Right. You can't do that because somebody's already 8,001. So you can't do that.
It's more than doubled than last year, right? You said it was 3,000, right? So it's more than doubled. It's hit a higher peak of 14.
Yes.
I feel like there's seems like momentum around cryptocurrency in general. I'm just going to go with 8,000. I'm going to be conservative and go with 8,000, but I think it'll head up.
Woohoo! 8,000.
How's that?
Okay. All right.
Well, what if there's a tie, though? We got to have some sense here.
How many cents do you want to put on that?
How many cents do I want to put on that?
Because somebody else, I think, has 8,000.
Zero to 99.
I will do 8,003. $8,003.03. How's that?
$8,003.
Oh!
Okay. All right. Good.
Lauren, right there on the record.
There we go.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Way to knock it out.
Thank you both.
That's your parting gift.
You got my prediction.
All right.
Yeah.
Close it out.
All right.
Let's close it out.
Let's wrap this sucker up.
6:12 p.m. on December 13th at the WTI Happy Hour. We're going to close it out here. So my price, and I get the fortunate luck of being able to see everyone else's price predictions.
That's why you waited to the end.
But I'm not eligible to win. I'm not eligible to win, though, anyway. Neither are you.
I already have a Ledger Nano S. And, you know, having to update that firmware is some of the scariest thing I think anybody has to do, because you're like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? And I'm not going to, and I had to take, like, some, like, Xanax just to even get through that whole update. But anyways.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So for December 31st, I'm going to say, I was thinking, like, why is it so hard for people to nail down a number? And now I'm having to nail down a number. Uh-huh. So I'm going to say $9,001.
$9,001.01.
I don't know what you said. I'm going to say $9,001.01.
$9,304.
I'm going to do
$9,001.01.
Okay. All right. So we got you. We got Ari. We got me. I think we can close it out.
Right on, up top.
Good job, man. Thank you.
No.
More closing.
Thank down low. You and you, because you really are the yous. It's the you. And you make this special.
And you are the casing.
I am the mental case. I'm the freak case.
Hey, y'all, this is Tatiana from New York City. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice, or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission or the Commodities Future Trading Commissions of the United States of America, or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars or psychologists or dietitians of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. There shall be no reliance by the listeners to the representations made in this podcast as being factual, fiduciary, or any other big vocabulary word that you can think of. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are your full responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. This podcast contains adult information. Discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Hello.
Sell the night, hot mic. Okay. You want to be a little closer because you tend to be a little bit more quiet.
I slept like 36 hours in the last 48. I puked the other two. I can't butcher him to say. You know what it is? It's that damn David Gottstein.
All right, we're hot now. So if we're you hot. And I, so if the person's kind of like somewhere in here.
Yeah, let's just test it right here.
All
right. Windshield
Welcome.
Time.
Welcome. Welcome to Pseudo Drinking Not Driving. We're at the WTIA.
Bigger Rack.
And we're going to do our year-end happy hour.
No more Yankee my wanky.
December 10th.
Don't I need food?
We're going to do some micro interviews and get some price predictions and give away a Ledger Nano S. And then ask some neat questions.
Some neat questions? These are very neat questions.
Yes,
they're neato.
Yes, they're neato. Yeah.
They're very neato.
And then...
what's your name?
Oh, yeah. My name is Joe Black.
And Joe
I'm
Black.
To collect some souls.
Oh, he's Joe Black. And what's your Twitter handle, Joe Black?
Joe Black. It's at Brad Pitt.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how this guy sounds.
All right.